Find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iRadioBlog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Vibrational medicine, along with alternative therapies, can mean total body wellness for you. This is Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health with Lynn Waldrop. Vibrational medicine encompasses many modalities, sound, color, light, magnets, and more. You'll learn how to use these proven concepts to stimulate muscles, organs, and bones to their natural state of resonance. Now, here's your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode. I'm so excited for this month because I'm all about my pets, especially my puppies. I've had everything from carnivorous fish to rabbits to birds to dogs and everything in between. So this month is all about using vibrational medicine with your animals. So stay tuned all month. Today we have Susie Godsey, who is the high-heeled dog walker. She's also the host of her own radio show on Blog Talk called Conversations with Dog. And she's been an animal communicator for the last 10 years and works with facilitating people and animals. Welcome, Susie.
And thank you for having me on the show.
You must have such a fun job. That's all I can say.
I do. It has been fun. It's great to be able to work with animals and people at the same time. It is a lot of fun.
Tell them a little bit how you became a dog walker, because your story is kind of interesting.
Well, it actually was a very interesting thing. My mom came to visit me in the United States, and at the time I was married, and my husband and I were living in such a small apartment that we said, look, we need to find a place where my mom can stay. And somebody said, why don't you get her to house it? And I was like, oh, that's a great idea. So we found her this family with these three dogs to house it for the whole entire summer. And the dogs, when we first met them, they were these really fat three dogs. I mean, they were so fat. It was really sad. And so we made it our little project for the summer to trim them and slim them. And so my mom had a broken back, and so I was walking the dogs on a leash. And so for the whole summer, I went there every day, and with my mom, we would walk the dogs together. And after the summer was over and they came back, they were pretty stunned to what shape the dogs were in. And so they hired me to keep walking their dogs. So I was like, what? You can make money walking dogs? So that was how it all got started. That was pretty interesting.
So what does it mean to be an animal communicator?
Well, for me personally, it's a little bit different than what I have a lot of contact with other animal communicators, and oftentimes, like, I perceive my way of just looking at it as different, and I perceive it a little bit differently. For me, it is more like really looking at the relationship that you have with your animal. So I'm not so much into the part of, finding out if the animal likes their bowl or likes to go on a certain walk or do things like that. Although sometimes when that comes up, it can be an important thing. But my whole thing is more of like looking at the relationship that you have together and clearing some of the issues that you might have with each other so you can both move forward. So often the story about the particular thing is not so important to me. I more look at the energy of everything. So I don't completely see it as the typical animal communication that a lot of people are doing.
So you have a telecall that's coming up called Is Avatar Here, where people can learn a little bit more how to communicate with not just their animals, but with nature kind of in general. Tell them a little bit about that.
Well, in the call, we're actually exploring a little bit more about the possibilities of what else is energetically possible on the planet. So it's more about just looking at the general connection that we have with all things. And I called it Is Avatar Here because on the movie Avatar, we saw the connection that these beings were having with their surroundings and nature in general. And so I looked at that and I was like, well, is that actually something we have here on the planet, and how many of us are acknowledging that connection and that possibility? And so I wanted to have a telecall, and it is actually a monthly free telecall that occurs every first Thursday of every month, where we all just join together and explore what those different possibilities are on the planet here today, to have this kind of a connection, to have this kind of a communion with everything that they were portraying in the movie. So that's what sort of is the inspiration for that.
And where can they go to sign up for this telecall? Now, is the first one free?
They are all free, every single solitary one. It's a once a month telecall every first Thursday, and they can find that on my website or on the Access Consciousness website. So my website is suzygodsey.com, or when you go to accessconsciousness.com, you can type in Godsey in a facilitator search, and my page will come up there too. And you can sign up for it, and then you get the call in information when you sign up, and they're all free. So please join me. It's always a lot of fun, and we talk about a lot of different subjects. So it's been really a great contribution to a lot of people, including myself, and hopefully also to the animals. So what else is possible?
And so her website is www.suzygodsey, SUZYGODSEY.com, for those of you who are trying to look her up. So what are some of the most common questions then that you get in terms of people and their relationships with their animals? What kinds of things do people call you about?
Well, mostly people do call me about problems that they're having with their animal, behavior problems. And so to me, behavior problems from an animal are often an indication that something isn't working, because animals often show their disgruntledness in basically behavior issues, because they often realize that that is what gets your attention. So if they are showing a particular behavior issue, sometimes even some body issues, they know that we pay attention and that we're trying to look at a different possibility at that point. And so oftentimes people will call me because they are having trouble with their dog consistently barking, or, you know, doing things like growling at people coming in the house, or even snapping and snarfing, things like that. So I've worked with a lot of those kinds of behaviors, and often it is really sort of a misunderstanding that is going on between the person and the animal. So that's what is often the cause for all of that, for all of that that's occurring. So, and you know, it's never the same. It's literally, that's the interesting part about it too. It's never the same. So if you are looking at a dog that is barking, there are so many things that could be going on with the dog. And you can't just take a blanket statement and say all dogs that are barking are doing a certain thing or having the same problem. Basically, a lot of times what goes on is when dogs are barking and don't stop, is that people are not acknowledging the dog and for what they are actually barking about. So a lot of times, you know, every animal sees themselves also as having a certain job in the family, in the household. So one of the jobs that dogs have taken on quite dynamically as a whole, basically a job as for their kind, is that they want to protect us, and that they are the guardians of us and our properties. And so to them, the barking is something that's part of that job description. But if you don't define that for the dog, if you don't acknowledge the dog for that, then the dog gets frustrated and may start barking more because of that frustration. So sometimes it's just important to find out what is the motivation behind the bark for this particular dog. And then assisting that and looking at that can literally change it in just a few days. I've had people literally change their dog that has been barking for years to, you know, in a few days stop barking altogether, for except for like a couple of woof-woofs. So
well, let's go there. I was on Susie's show to talk about two of my dogs, so I guess we're going to talk about them again today. And if anybody else has any questions for Susie, please feel free to call in. You dial 1-866-472-5792. That's 866-472-5792. You can call in with questions for Susie. But I have a dog named Lily who is part hound, and she didn't say a word when we first got her. She had been astray and someone had shot her in the rear end, and we rescued her. And then she saw a little old lady with white hair one day and went berserko, and she has not stopped barking since. And so I went on Susie's show, and it has gotten better at times. She likes to be acknowledged. That's definitely for sure. But there are times like today where, I mean, my awareness, Susie, is just that this dog is so hyper aware of sound. She takes after her mom, who's a sound therapist, I guess. And she just can hear everything. And so she just has to let us know every last thing she hears.
Yeah. Well, and again, what if you could actually acknowledge her for every last thing that she does hear? You know, oftentimes it's like we sort of, even with the awareness that you're having about this now, still often we kind of go like, yeah, you're barking about da-da-da. But what if you really truly would acknowledge what she's barking about every time she barks? What if you really acknowledge that with energetically, not by sort of going, yeah, but really going like, wow, I'm amazed that you just heard that or that you were aware of that. Thank you. And then acknowledging also that you are now aware of it too, that she made you aware of it. So what if you really got more into that and a bit more diligently and also very sincerely really acknowledged her for every single solitary time that she is hearing something with that? So I would play with that a little bit, because it feels to me like she still doesn't get that you are truly acknowledging her, you know?
Well, I mean, even before the show today, I was working from home, and literally for 3 hours straight, she barked outside at every little thing. I mean, I would spend literally 3 days of my life just acknowledging everything she hears when she gets in a mood like she was today.
Right. And what if you would actually devote maybe a day or two to just that? Like, would that actually change something for her if you truly just dedicated a day or two to acknowledging her for every bark?
That could be.
You know, sometimes it's like we get so busy in our lives, and then it becomes a nuisance. You know, the dog is now a nuisance and the dog is barking, and we either ignore it, or if we can't, then we go to other measures. But I had one lady that had a dog that wouldn't stop barking, and the neighbors were really getting annoyed by it to a degree where she was forced to really make a choice. And she called me up and she said, I don't know what to do anymore. And I said, well, would you be willing to dedicate a couple of days to your dog and just take a couple of days off and really work with your dog for 3 days? And she did. And after the 3 days, the dog, well, she already saw it through the 3 days, but the dog actually stopped barking after the 3 days.
Wow.
But she was willing to go, you know what, I'm just going to change this now. This is no longer working. And she also kind of told the dog that. It was like that she made it very clear to the dog, look, this is no longer going to work. We are going to have to work together as a team to change this. And, you know, if we are not successful with this, the other option is that you're going to have to be given up. And is that what you desire? Do you want to move somewhere else? Would you like to live with somebody else? Is that what you truly wish to create here? Because if it is, then we're going to have to do that. But
see, but that's one of my that's one of my awarenesses, is that she wants to be on a farm. She would be so wonderful if there was, you know, some little old lady living in a farmhouse with a bunch of acreage and she had a dog that basically alerted her to, you know, whatever was going on around. She's such a wonderful, sweet, sweet dog. I mean, she just is wonderful, except for the fact that she just wants to talk.
Does she truly want to leave you? True?
I think she does. I think she wants bigger land.
Well, are you thinking or are you knowing? What do you know about that? Does she truly want to leave you and your family?
Well, the other dog, Palomalu, they started out playing, but now I think his playing is a little more aggressive than she likes. I think that's another piece of it.
Okay. That is another piece. And does she truly desire to leave your family?
I think she would make that trade if it was she had more space to roam.
Okay. Well, have a look at that and see if something shows up. Ask her to help you find that space that she would like. Ask her energetically to help you find that space. So are you willing to find her that space then?
Yeah, I want her to be happy. I mean, she's a, like I said, she's a sweet dog, and she gets the least amount of attention of the three that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me feel bad right there, you know?
Okay. So why does she get the least amount of attention? What's that about?
Because of the annoying barking that she does. That, and she snores worse than any man I've ever heard in my life.
Wow.
She snores so loud.
That's pretty funny.
So you'll be in the living room trying to watch TV or something. She snores so loud you can't hear the television over her snoring.
Wow. So, I mean, you're saying, like, with a little old lady, maybe also that lady should have a little bit of a hearing problem, then that will help too.
Maybe. Oh, you're so funny. She's a sweet girl. She just doesn't know when to stop.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I think, well, what if you could actually just truly have a look at this and see what it is that you would like to create with that? And maybe is it you that would like to have one less dog in the family, or three too many for you?
Well, we've had as many as five, so we deal with whatever we have in the moment.
Yeah. And does that work for you, though, Lynn? Is that something that actually works for you?
Well, with me starting to do more and more travel these days, it makes it harder on everybody else, because I used to be the one that took care of all of them.
Yeah. So maybe it is more like that you are sort of going in a direction where you're like, where you're saying to yourself, hey, what would it take for this to be a little bit easier? And so maybe the dog is helping you with the behavior to make it also easier to say, hey, are you not happy here? Let me find you a different place to go. And, you know, and also we often make ourselves so wrong for that. And what if it actually was totally fine to basically find a different home for our animals when it's required and desired from all parties? So, you know, a lot of times people see that as a wrongness, see that as like something that where they drop the responsibility or where they're being bad. But often, you know, I look at that and I go, well, if it would work better for everybody involved, then what is really the wrong part here? What if it was actually something that was required, something that the animal desired, and that would make your life easier too? So if you look at it from that place, you know, it becomes a little bit different, and a lot of people ignore that. So I would encourage you also to have a look at that and go like, hey, well, maybe that is my way of saying like, hey, you know, let's find that piece of farmland or whatever that is where this dog might have a good time, and that would help me too in my life.
I agree. And I think there is a big stigma about the wrongness when you have an animal and they just aren't working out for you. You think that means that they're not going to work out for anybody, when meanwhile, yeah, another home could be the total gem for everybody.
Exactly. And the animal's behavior might be completely different in that home because it might work for them there. Like I had a cat that a lady had a problem with pissing in her house. And she kept saying, well, who would want a pissing cat? But I said to her, well, what if the cat wasn't pissing in someone else's house? And she said, oh. And then it did come down to the rehoming of the cat, and the cat is totally fine now. So you just never know.
I love that word, the rehoming. I'm going to use that.
Yes.
Well, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about some other habits that you have with your animals. And again, if you want to call in, feel free, 1-866-472-5792, and we'll be back in just a minute.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
How would you like to live a phenomenal life? If you aren't currently living the life you desire, contact us for a phenomenal life session at www.myphenomenallife.net. Finances, relationships, sex, business, weight issues, and more. 1 hour can change your life. Call 678-745-VIBE. That's 678-745-8423. Or contact us on the web at www.myphenomenallife.net. Why not start living the life you've always dreamed of now? What's stopping you? Visit myphenomenallife.net or call us at 678-745-VIBE. Again, that's 678-745-8423.
The tools of vibrational medicine are easy and effective. Go to www.tuningforkwarehouse.com and purchase all of your therapy equipment. We have tuning forks, color therapy kits, Richway Biomat and alkaline water devices, Sima 750 sound therapy instruments, and more. We also offer classes in the use of many of the products, whether you are just beginning or are a seasoned professional. Check us out at www.tuningforkwarehouse.com. We're here to supply tools for your optimal health.
Want to get away to views that will take your breath away? Visit Paradise in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Come see what we're talking about at www.stcroixdreamvacation.com, where there's plenty of sun and fun, snorkeling, scuba diving, jet skis, golf, the most breathtaking sunsets, and the rich history of Christiansted. It's time to de-stress and feel the relaxation of island time. Visit stcroixdreamvacation.com. That's S-T-C-R-O-I-X, dreamvacation.com. Kick back, relax, and feel the ah. Make your first stop, stcroixdreamvacation.com.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynnsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody. We've got a couple of Skype messages from some of you trying to listen in. Go to the Good Vibrations website, the program will just start playing live. But if you do miss it, you can download it usually within about 24 hours. Today we're here with Susie Godsey. She's the high-heeled dog walker. She has her own radio show called Conversations with Dog on Blog Talk. You can catch her there. And she's an animal communicator. So today we're talking about your dogs and your cats and whatever other critters you have and some common problems that you might have with them at home and how you might be able to deal with some of that. So let's go to nervous dogs. My Cocker Spaniel is one of those where he just gets so just like he'll just sit there and kind of shake and quiver. I see that a lot with like Chihuahuas and Terriers and things like that.
Yeah, it occurs pretty often, and again, a lot of times it's one of those things, Lynn, where it's hard to sometimes say like this is what's going on for these dogs because it so varies every time with the particular dog and the situation that they are in. But oftentimes what I see with a nervous dog is basically that everything that's coming in from the environment towards them, whether it is a noise or it is people or any kind of input that they are getting, is oftentimes then used to basically trigger the behavior of almost flight at that moment. And why that occurs is like, again, it could be such a big array of all kinds of things. But what I often see with that is basically just, again, being willing to acknowledge that these dogs are perceiving a lot from the environment and how can we help them to not have to process everything that they're perceiving. So basically by being willing to not buy into their nervousness, but by for us being the ones that are showing them more that they can be calm in the world. So not really by hugging them and trying to like comfort them in the behavior that they're in, but more by being the rock in the stream for them, the ones that are able to show them that, hey, there is a different possibility out there. But also a lot of this awareness of the environment to some of these animals, again, can also be like their insecurity about what is their role in your family, what is their job that they're having with you in the family. Because we tend to not cognitively give our dog a job. We often do it sort of subconsciously, like, you know, some people get a dog because they feel lonely. Other people get a dog because they like to have somebody protecting their family when they go to work. There's all kinds of reasons to why dogs show up in people's lives. And, you know, those are often the places where the dog can energetically perceive that job that was given, but the job description isn't there. And oftentimes when I work with people about that, they say, well, how do you give your dog a job description? Well, first of all, if you've given your dog a job description that maybe isn't working all that well, you can first of all just fire them from the job. And the way you just do that is like, hey, you're fired from the job. Whatever the job is, you're fired.
And then, hey, and this really works. This really works. When you're done, I'll tell them about Palomalu because it really worked with him.
Oh, cool. Okay. And so, and then, you know, after that, you start giving them the job that actually is the job that you would like for the dog to have, but please make it a very, very descriptive job in a sense that not just saying like, hey, I want you to protect the house. Well, protecting the house can mean so many different things, just to you alone and then to your dog as well. So, what do you really mean by protecting the house? Do you mean that the dog should attack everyone who comes in to visit? Or do you mean that the dog should bark at people? Or do you mean that the dog should nip someone that's walking by outside? Or what exactly is it that you're looking for with that particular job description? So, and oftentimes people aren't very clear about that either. So have a look at what that really is for you. And then describe it to your dog. Literally just sit there and describe it to your dog and tell your dog what it is you want them to do. Because the one thing that people also do is oftentimes tell the dog what they don't want the dog to do. But energetically speaking, anything you say, the dog receives, but the word don't and no, all these words are sort of energetically meaningless in a way that if you tell your dog, don't bark, the dog energetically only gets the message of bark. The don't really doesn't mean anything.
That's, here we've been telling our animals, pee in the house and bark all the time.
Exactly. And that gets a little confusing, you know.
So Rocco, our Cocker Spaniel, was really kind of my daughter's dog. And then she moved away for a while and he was so nervous and so upset. In fact, I thought we were going to have to put him down. He just seemed so out of sorts and so sick. And then she ended up moving back home and he's like a puppy again. So it's like the nervousness was like his job was to be there for her. And then she left him.
Right. Yeah, and that can be very confusing, especially, you know, so often we are not including our animals energetically in those things that we're doing in our lives because we, first of all, we think, well, they don't understand us. And then secondly, oftentimes we feel bad about what we're about to do. Like, so for example, if the dog is there for your kid and then your kid goes to college or moves away and the dog stays behind, oftentimes the family feels bad for the dog. Well, it may not be as bad as we make it if we actually were to really give the dog a chance to be part of that in a way energetically. And also when we go away from the house, from, you know, go to college, do whatever we do, go traveling, if we were willing to stay energetically connected to our animals, rather than separating from them by feeling guilty or sad or bad, our animals would have a much easier time staying energetically connected to us. And this is really something I learned from my cat. And it was really a great and amazing lecture that she gave me. And it came about in such a funny way, too, because I do travel a lot. And so every time when I would come home, and I'm not home a whole lot either, so every time I came home, my cat would hide away from me and would be sort of just like under the bed and doing weird things. And I always thought, oh God, she's mad at me. And you know, I was gone and now she's punishing me and all this stuff. But exactly what we do, you know, we have these conclusions about what these pets are thinking about. But one day I came home and I said, you know what? This isn't working for me. I don't know what is going on, but this has to change because I'm only here for a few days and I love cuddling my cat. I love my cat. I want to hang out with her. And so this isn't working. So I said to her, hey, what is required for this to change? And she gave me the information that when I would come home from these trips that she really didn't recognize me and it would take her a few days to get used to me. And I was like, what do you mean? And what I realized was that because I was feeling bad about leaving her at home, and all of that, I was really separating myself from her so dynamically and then I would be gone. And so every time I was gone on these trips, I would change. So when I would come home energetically, not only from her point of view, I had died because I was completely gone out of her universe. But now I was coming back, but she was like, who are you? So I said, oh my goodness, what is it that I need to change here? And so I started to literally stay connected to her every moment of the day. And at first it was not easy. I put her on every device that I own. I put a picture of her so that every time I would look at something, my computer, my phone, anything I had, my wallet, I would see a picture and I would make an effort every time I saw the picture to connect to her energetically. Just by going like, oh, hi, how are you? What are you up to? And really just taking a moment to connect with her energetically. Well, after I did that for the first time, I was gone for about 3 weeks and I did that every moment I had and I would see her and I would come back after that 3 week trip and she actually sat in front of the house and waited for me to come there with the car.
And she knew you were on your way.
Yeah. And then she greeted me and she like plopped around. She loves to just roll around in the dirt. And so that was her favorite thing would be like you follow her and she would plop and roll in the dirt and then you would scratch her. So she plopped and did that, which is really one of those things that was to me a sign she was completely comfortable with me. She just was happy to see me. So I was like, wow, this is really all I had to do here. So all these times when you think that your animals are mad at you for going to work, going to on a vacation, or leaving them behind when you're going to college, all these things, are they actually true, or is it actually a lie? And is that where you have been separating yourself energetically rather than staying connected?
And I think that's where I've been going wrong, is I think just like you were basically putting the thought on the cat that the cat was mad at you, that when I travel that, you know, I don't want to connect with the animal because I'm afraid they're going to see that I feel bad, you know, that I wish they were there with me. I want a hug or whatever that is. You know what I'm saying? And that would be injecting that into their universe when maybe they don't even feel that way.
Exactly. And those are the things where we really kind of trap ourselves, and then in the process are also trapping our animals in this energetic strange behavior that really is unnecessary. So I really would like to encourage everyone who's listening to change that point of view and really just go with that in a totally different way and be willing to go, oh, what can I change here? How can I make this easier for both of us? And how much more fun is it for you to actually energetically be connected to your animal, no matter where you are?
So let's stay on that vein then for a minute, because as I was mentioning to you on a break, with the travel that I'm starting to do now, as soon as I pull out luggage, it used to just be Rocco the Cocker Spaniel that just, like, he would sit there and quiver when the luggage was up. But now it's all three of them. The Palomalu, the big lab, his ears just kind of go back and his head lowers. And he never used to be like that at all. He's kind of a typical happy-go-lucky, bouncy lab. And, you know, air brain doesn't really pay attention to things like that. But even now, all of a sudden, he started. And then Rocco started peeing on my suitcase if I leave it sit somewhere. So I've gone through several pieces of luggage that had to be thrown away because the dog peed on the luggage.
Yeah.
So what can I do with that?
Well, so first of all, you know, have you bought into that hook, line, and sinker?
Bought into the fact that I'm going to miss them or they're going to miss me?
Well, which is it, you know, and have you bought into that whole paradigm of, like, you're doing something bad by leaving your animals behind when you go traveling?
Well, somebody had told me, and I'm not sure if it was you, but I think it was somebody who had listened to you one time that said, give your animals the visual imprint that you're going hunting for them. So this last trip, and then you'd be back. So this last trip that I just went on, I sent him this message. I kind of looked like Xena Warrior Woman, and I said, I'm going hunting and I'll bring back meats, you know. But then when I came home, I forgot to bring any meat. So that kind of, you know, didn't really work for that. But they were happy to see me. But
you were a bad hunter on that one.
I was a bad hunter. I didn't bring him anything back. So, you know, but I mean, they seemed to be happy when I got home, but I do understand that their Rocco sometimes will ignore me, you know, and again, I guess I just am doing what you were talking about before, where I'm taking my own thoughts and putting them on the dog, that the dog's just kind of mad at me. So he kind of sits over there and won't look at me.
Yeah. And that's kind of the thing though, where, you know, they will start to, if something, like, it's a pack, you know, your three dogs are a pack. And so they start to energetically also vibrate in a similar way with each other. And so when one is doing something and it is creating a certain result, then the others may go along with it, even though that may not be their point of view. But so, for example, you know, one dog starts to quiver and then you give that dog affection and you're being very kind to that dog and you're giving that dog attention, then the other two are going, oh, that's working. So, you know,
so they're no better than little kids. They're just manipulators.
They are master manipulators.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, yeah. And so my dog, for example, too, it's like when I go away, it's a similar thing. Like, he starts to mope, you know, I call it moping. But I go up to him and I say, hey, look, you know, you can have fun or you can mope. It's really not going to change whether I'm leaving or not. Like, you're not going to change that. So we could have fun now or you can keep on moping. That's really your choice. It's not going to change what I'm doing right now. So then he usually snaps out of it really quickly. But it's like, you know, I just tell him flat out, like, hey, look, it's not working. I'm not buying into it. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to feel sorry for you. I'm leaving. And that's just what is going to happen. So, you know, and if that's not what you wish to live with, then let's find you a different place to live. And, you know, and he usually gets over it then very quickly because he realizes it's not getting the result that he was looking for, whatever. Whatever the result is, he is really looking for. I'm not 100% sure either, but you know, trying to manipulate me into doing something else. So, you know, if we buy into the idea that these animals get sad for us leaving and all that stuff, you know, we really then go along on the ride with them, and it doesn't help. You know, it doesn't help you. It doesn't help them. It just sort of becomes this bigger issue, and then it can really exaggerate, you know, so the pissing may turn into like them chewing your luggage and then doing all kinds of things, you know, so it can really get worse if you're not willing to go, hey, look, this isn't working, guys, come on, we're not, like, this is not the end of the world, I'm just going away for a couple of days, basically, so, You know, what if we could approach it from that point of view?
So now that we've talked about made up things where we actually make up things, problems for our animals, we're going to take our last break and we're going to talk about things that might actually be problems for the animal. We'll be back in just a minute.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
How would you like to live a phenomenal life? If you aren't currently living the life you desire, contact us for a phenomenal life session at www.myphenomenallife.net. Finances, relationships, sex, business, weight issues, and more. 1 hour can change your life. Call 678-745-VIBE. That's 678-745-8423. Or contact us on the web at www.myphenomenallife.net. Why not start living the life you've always dreamed of now? What's stopping you? Visit myphenomenallife.net or call us at 678-745-VIBE. Again, that's 678-745-8423.
Want to get away to views that will take your breath away? Visit Paradise in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Come see what we are talking about at www.stcroixdreamvacation.com, where there's plenty of sun and fun, snorkeling, scuba diving, jet skis, golf, the most breathtaking sunsets, and the rich history of Christiansted. It's time to de-stress and feel the relaxation of island time. Visit stcroixdreamvacation.com. That's S-T-C-R-O-I-X dreamvacation.com. Kick back, relax, and feel the ah. Make your first stop, St. Croix, dreamvacation.com.
Our world is filled with strong, powerful, and accomplished women who can inspire teen girls and young women to push past fears, quiet negative self-talk, find mentors, set goals, and capture their dreams. Tune into the Inspiring Women podcast series featuring interviews with women who have overcome incredible challenges to achieve personal satisfaction and professional accomplishment. Go to www.inspiringwomenseries.com today.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynnsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody. Don't forget to sign up for the Good Vibrations newsletter. It's halfway down the page on the live show page. And again, we're here with Susie Godsey, and we're kind of talking about all the places where we kind of go to the wrongness of us as the owners. Really, they own us because we have to work to buy food for them. I always love that concept, but we like to think that we are the owners of the animals. So we're talking a lot about the wrongness that we go into if we try to move, or if we try to put them, you know, in a kennel, or if we go away, or we do all the, we're going to give the dog away, rehome them. We go into the wrongness of us. So Susie, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's really one of the things where I really feel like if we could give that up, if we could give up our judgments of ourselves when we are around our animals and really sort of start looking more at what's right about all this that I'm not getting, and then really give the animal choice in the matter, I think we really start to recognize that the animals have choice in all this too. So, for example, my dog, Charlie, when I first got him, I had decided, and here comes the part, you know, that when you decide something that usually doesn't keep you in the question and keeps you away from actually seeing what is truly going on. So I had decided I was going to just rescue him out of this shelter, and then I was going to find him a new home. Well, it never even worked. Like, I tried to give him away like 4 times, and he came back every time. Now, you know, yeah, and it was the weirdest way of how he came back, and I don't want to even start telling the story because it's very long, but the point of it is that the dog kept showing back up at my house. So he was very clear on, like, hey, I am fine with living with you. Whatever you're obviously doing is not what I wish to do. And so I finally recognized that. And now, you know, my other dog, who I thought was actually going to be with me forever, is the one that then chose another home. And that also went really fast and in a beautiful way. And so now, you know, I keep saying to Charlie, hey, look, you know, I do travel a lot. And if it works for you, for me to be gone this much, that is really your choice. You can stay here. I'm happy to have you. I love, you know, hanging out with him when I'm home. But I do give him a choice, and I'm now much more willing to go, hey, okay, I'm willing to have a look. Whenever this changes for you, whenever this is no longer working for you, I'm willing for it to be different. And so I think a lot of times we think that we have to, once we make a choice, that we have to basically stick it out. So that's one thing where I would like to actually do some clearings here. With the Access Consciousness tools, where we use this clearing statement to actually just get out of the way some of the stuff that we have put into place here. So everything you have done to be the perfect pet owner and to be the pet owner that always does the right thing, will you now please destroy and uncreate all of those things that hold that in place?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So, you know, to me, it's one of those things. What if we could actually get away from making ourselves wrong for the things that we're doing, but really looking at both sides of the story? Is it working for both of us? Is it working for the pet? And is it working for us? And if it's not working anymore, it's almost like, when you are, you know, have you ever done this where you had an appointment with a friend to go out and you really feel like you don't wish to go anymore, and finally you call them and you say, hey, you know what, I'm really sorry, but I don't really feel like going. And your friend says, oh, thank goodness, it actually didn't work for me either, but I didn't want to call you because I didn't want to cancel our appointment. You know? How often has that occurred? And what if it was actually like that when you are having a really hard time with your animal, when you're not having fun living with them? Maybe it is mutual. Maybe it is actually the energy telling you, hey, this isn't working anymore. Is there another possibility? Is there another way? Is there maybe somebody else who would have more fun with this animal? Or maybe your animal would have more fun with them. And it's really funny because with cats that are, you know, able to go outside, we know these stories because we've all had cats that came to us and we've all had cats that disappeared. So, you know, cats, I think, are much more willing to choose that and just go like, bye. you know, but with dogs and animals that are more confined, we don't allow that because we then go into the wrongness of us. So again, everywhere you have made yourself the owner of the pet, where you have decided that you had to stick it out and could never change the arrangement of your relationship that you have, will you now please destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes, please.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and park, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So, yeah. Don't know if you had a question there, Lynn. It felt like there was a question there somewhere.
Well, I'm just looking at from the angle of, you know, the ownership thing. Really, I mean, just like with our kids, we're really stewards and not owners in the first place.
Yeah.
And to me, I find such sage wisdom in my animals. My husband would say I'm a total wackadoo when it comes to things like that because he doesn't find the sage wisdom in them. But I see it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I think, you know, if we were much more willing to be open to all of that and not go into what has been decided, you know, from the outside. And of course, we see all the shelters and the abandoned animals that are in the shelters, and we go immediately into, oh my goodness, it's all wrong. But what also if some of these animals actually had choice? What if these animals actually didn't have a situation that worked for them, and that's why they also ended up in the shelter? What if they were actually there also out of, you know, not always. And again, we can't use blanket statements here, and I'm not trying to do that. I'm just wanting you to see that maybe there is another possibility in all that too. And so what if the animals actually had some choice in the matter too and knew exactly what they wanted in life and were choosing? And I volunteer a lot in the shelter too. And it's like when I'm there, I always ask the animal, hey, you know, what would your new person, what would that vibration be like of that new person that you would like to be with? And the animals always have an idea of what that feels like, you know, the people that they want to hang out with. So when you make them aware that they can then pull that energy in, they usually get a lot more alive and a lot more willing to be part of the creation of that person showing up and picking them up and taking them home. So, but they always know what it is that they're looking for. And that was something interesting to me, too, that I wasn't aware of before until I started asking some questions. So, you know, what if sometimes if an animal was picked by somebody that vibrationally wasn't compatible with the animal, what if that animal was grateful for ending up at the shelter and having the possibility to find a new home? You know, we never look at it that way.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective. We're going to have to go in less than a minute, but Susie has classes like the Happy Dog that you can go check her out and bring your dog and have her work with both you and her dog. I know it was fascinating when I was working with her on mine. Susie, when is your radio show, Conversations with Dog?
It's always on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific time on Blog Talk Radio / The Happy Dog.
Great. And her website is www.susiegodzi.com. It's been a great show. Thank you so much, Susie.
Thank you so much for having me, Lynn. It's been fun. Thank you.
Thank you. And next week we have Sarah Lightwaller, who uses tuning forks and sound on horses, and she's out of Seattle, Washington. We will see y'all next week. I hope you stick with us this whole month for Holistic Animal Month, Vibrational Medicine with Your Animals, and I hope y'all have a healthy week. See you next week.
Thank you again for joining us for Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Tuesday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a good and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.